We will take Senate Bill 168, Senator Dugard. This revises the provisions for issuing on-sale liquor licenses to resort facilities. Is it Representative Monroe first? Welcome to local government.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Honorable members of the committee, this is a good bill. It's a simple bill. And the reason it's broad is because the amount of development there's getting to be along the river. And I think that it not only is it good for my district, but I think we should promote development, but we should also promote it in somewhat a logical manner that's more enjoyable to the public, and that's what the bill is all about. There are numerous people testifying, and so I'll be standing by in room 412 for questions if you like.
Thank you, Representative Monroe. Further proponents on Senate Bill 168, Senator Dugard.
Thank you, Madam Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Dennis Dugard. I'm a senator from District 9. Senate Bill 168 is a very narrow bill. It affects only five counties in South Dakota according to the 1990 census, and that number may go down depending upon what the 2000 census is. But as you can see, it's limited to counties with populations of less than 2,000. And those counties, there are a couple along the river, three along the river, and then two others in more remote locations. As you might imagine, some of these small counties are in those areas which Dr. Satterley described to many of us in his presentation about the changing demographics in South Dakota. And many of these counties are struggling for economic development. And this, plain and simply, is an effort to try and give them more opportunity for economic development. It is brought in recognition of plans that are underway right now for such a development in Sully County. If you look back into the history of the section which is proposed to be amended, you'll see that this section came into place about 4 years ago, and it was to accommodate a development that was proposed for Sully County, and it did in fact promote that development which occurred. There are two other developments, one which is very large and proposes to invest between $12 to $15 million in a world-class 18-hole golf course, very, very upscale, designed by senior PGA golfer Graham Marsh. This development would be an exclusive sort of destination type resort. It's not, it would not be a small motel with a restaurant. This would be a lodge with a very, very upscale clientele who would come and bring their assets to Sully County and spend them in Sully County. It would add to the property tax rolls for Sully County and help build their tax base and bring economic development to that area. And it also, as it's written, could provide that same kind of economic development in other very small counties in South Dakota. So I recognize that this committee has heard other legislation that proposed to open the gates for liquor licenses. This does not do that. It is very narrow. It has no opposition from the alcohol industry. It has no opposition from the innkeepers industry. It was heard and received unanimous consent by the Senate at the committee level, and I don't know if it had an opposition, a vote in opposition on the Senate floor. I think it's good legislation that will help promote the kind of economic development that we want in South Dakota and help build the tax bases for those counties where they need that.
Thank you, Senator Dugard. Further proponents. Further proponents on Senate Bill 168. Mr. Teason.
Madam Chairman, members of the committee, good morning. My name is Dick Teason. I appear to you today, before you today, representing the Cheyenne Ridge Outfitters Incorporated. I'm happy to have this opportunity to speak to you about Senate Bill 168. Because the law which was originally passed in 1997 was one that I also had an opportunity to work on. It worked very well, I would say, And since its passage in 1997 by this legislature, it resulted in enhancing Sully County by the development of what is now a 9-hole completed golf course and resort, and what will soon, I believe, be an 18-hole course. I represent a different client today in support of Senate Bill 168, but I think that that history about the bill that was passed in 97 is important. When the criteria was established in that statute and it set a requirement of 60 rooms, that was an arbitrary number. Nobody really knew what it ought to be. At one point, I know, in amendments, it was 30, and then it was 60, and it ultimately passed at 60. I think that experience tells us that that may have been a little too high. Cheyenne Ridge Outfitters, Inc. is already in existence. It has been built. It's just now opening. It's 33,000 square feet. It's an absolutely beautiful lodge and resort. Some of you may have had an opportunity to see it, because I know recently they hosted an after hours there through the chamber. It has 36 rooms. It's a single, well, those are all single rooms. It's a fishing and hunting development. It will have Lewis and Clark kinds of things, horseback riding. Its principal is Mike McClellan, who some of you may know. Mike is a world-renowned walleye fisherman, and because of his worldly experience in this way, he's also authored many, many outdoor magazine articles and books. He brings to Sully County a development of 33,000 square feet that I think is going to do very good things for the county in terms of bringing in the kinds of clean revenue to that county because of Lake Oahe. These are resorts that bring people in for corporate outings at very substantial numbers. Those are monies that are expended in counties, but such as were described to you by Senator Dugard, that otherwise are not going to see this kind of development. It's important for them to have the ability to serve a cocktail to these people when they come, should they ask for one. We hope you will support this bill. If I can answer any questions, I'd be happy to do so, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Teason. Further proponents? Further proponents on Senate Bill 168?
Madam Chairman, I'm Matt Sutton from Sully County, and Senator Dugard, his way of explanation, did this bill, and he came by it because he is the brother-in-law of the project coordinator for our $12 to $15 million project that he referred to in Sully County. So basically, I'm just going to explain that real very briefly. It's the cornerstone of it will be an 18-hole world class championship golf course. We will also include hunting and fishing. It will be an exclusive type membership, but one of the things they told me when we started, and we want to have some local involvement, that has not all been determined yet. They'll get to play golf some of the time, but of course, as you realize, if we're going to have high-priced memberships, we can't have it wide open. But we're excited about it. The fellow that's building the golf course is the biggest builder of golf courses in the United States and perhaps the world. He's also going to be the majority owner of it. Our family will maintain some ownership. And we think it's a really exciting project. It'll be great for South Dakota, great for Sully County. And the failure of this bill, I don't think, would stop the project, but it would be an important part and would add a lot to the atmosphere and the enjoyment of the people that participate. So I would appreciate your support for 168, and I'd answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Sutton. Thank you. We'll take further proponents, then the opponents, and then questions. Further proponents, Senate Bill 168.
Madam Chairman, members, I'm Bill Floyd. I'm chairman of the Sully County Commissioners, and I'll testify for myself. The Sully County Commissioners are strongly supportive of Senate Bill 168. River development in the form of sales of lots for homes and recreation facilities has gotten to be quite a source of increase for our property tax base. For example, pasture land along the river there probably sells for $90 an acre. 5 acres of that would be $450. You could probably buy a 5 acre lot of river development type stuff for $35,000 now. And $35,000 is a far cry from $450. The three recreational facilities in question are likely to be closed client type deals. The people will be picked up at the airport. They're not going to cause law enforcement problems for us by having, you know, more liquor licenses. That shouldn't be a problem for us. I believe that if they don't have a license, it will just kill their facility. Their clients undoubtedly like a drink after they're fishing or hunting or playing golf or whatever they wish to do there. And I would submit that without a liquor license, these developments probably would not be as successful. This should be a win situation for everyone involved, and I'd urge your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioner. Further proponents. Further proponents, Senate Bill 168. Mr. Valentine.
Madam Chairman, George Valentine. I'm with the South Dakota Innkeepers Association. We have 52 properties in the state that are full-service properties, motels with lounges, restaurants, etc. We reviewed this bill, and we don't have any problem with it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Valentine. Further proponents. Further proponents on Senate Bill 168. Seeing none, are there any opponents? Any opponents to Senate Bill 168? Seeing none, I'll ask questions of the committee. Representative Holbeck.
Could I ask Mr. Teason a question, please?
You certainly may. Mr. Teason, would you approach the microphone?
You know, we had a lengthy debate in here, Mr. Teason, dealing with the issue of local control and what's best. And I sit here and I look at this. 30 rooms, 20 rooms, 40 rooms. What's the right answer? How are we at this level to know this? Are we going to find ourselves a year later dealing with this question? And you know, I guess maybe I'm paraphrasing, but we've got a lot of exceptions to the rule, and we were told last week this is how you're going to deal with this. Could you address that, please?
I thank you for the question. I'm embarrassed, Madam Chair, that part of my comments were to include some specific explanation about why this is different. I'm aware of the battle you had last week, and I want to make sure that we all understand. When this bill was drawn in 97, it was drawn very narrowly. I mean, as indicated to you, it, first of all, it's only going to be applicable in four counties, in those few counties where there is a population of less than 2,000 people. That is a very limited kind of license. It is an exception to the general rule. It is creating an exception for resort facilities only. I think that this bill simply extends what is already a very narrow exception. I'm happy to say that in 1997, this bill was not opposed by the liquor industry. Today, this year, it has not been opposed by the liquor industry. I think that is because they understand that this is a very narrow exception. It is looking to deal with only a very narrow number of counties and in areas where we need to encourage economic development. So I see this as very different than what you looked at last week. And we believe that they see it as very different than what you looked at last week because they've not opposed it either in 97 or this year.
Thank you. Representative Klorchek, a question for Mr. Teason?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Teason, lobbyist Teason.
Thank you for the promotion.
Are there any businesses over 30 beds built since July 1st, 1997 that would be under these restrictions that would be affected by this law change? Because I see you put on the back page July 1st, 1997. Would that be better if we had it July 1st, 2001 or 2000?
The reason it refers to the July 1, 97 is so that the existing license that's already placed with the existing resort would not somehow be jeopardized or changed with respect to their criteria.
Madam Chair.
Follow-up question,
so you
Representative?
Thank you. You will confirm there are no other businesses that would be affected by this?
No, the Cheyenne Ridge Outfitters is the one that has been built since 97, and the other project which you learned about today at Mr. Sutton's is the only other.
I just wanted that on record. Thank you, ma'am.
Additional questions, Representative Hennies.
Thank you, Dick. This is specifically aimed at Sully County, I understand. Is that correct?
There are, I think, four counties.
Five.
Five, I apologize. And I'm not sure I can name them all. One of the others is Jones County. Oh, good. Thanks. I knew somebody had it. I can pass this out?
Yes.
Thank you, Angela.
That's good, because I wouldn't have remembered them all. Jones County is the other one that I am aware of, which, of course, you know, is south of here along Interstate. Buffalo County, Hyde County, Campbell County, and Harding County, clear up in the northwest corner. So you can see that, frankly, folks, these are counties that are not going to experience much economic development unless resort facilities are the kinds of development that occur there.
Follow-up question, Representative Hennies.
Yeah. What I'm saying here is that this is an exception for Sully County. Now, if someone wants to open a fishing village in Campbell County,
same
then we'll make another exception, or that exception's already made by
right.
this bill.
The way the bill's drawn, Representative Hennies, is in any of these counties that have 2,000 in population or less, this resort facility could take place.
Okay, I just think...
Follow-up question?
Yeah. Don't you think that this would be better handled by the county commissions, just go ahead and making that decision right there locally?
I'm not sure I understand your question.
Please restate the question, county, Representative Hennies.
The county would still decide whether to grant the license?
Mr. Teason, he'll restate his question for you.
Never mind, thank you.
Did I answer the question that I did not understand?
Thank you, Mr. Teason. Thank you, Representative Hennies. Representative Mitchell, and then Representative Hunhoff.
Actually, my question is for the Sully County Commissioner. Sir, can you tell me what the cost of these licenses would be? If this bill passed and you had three licenses available, what would be the cost of this liquor license in Sully County?
Madam Chairman, for me?
Please.
The license that we sold originally was $12,000.
Okay. Can I follow up, Madam
Follow up, Representative Mitchell.
Thank you. And how much would... let me see, how can I ask? What I'm trying to get at is if this bill did not pass, what would the fair market value be of a liquor license in your county?
Would you care to answer, Mr. Commissioner?
Yes. It's hard to say. They'd probably go on the open market, and I guess I don't know what that would be. We don't have many sales of liquor license. We only have a few, and they hardly ever sell. So it would be very difficult to know that.
Representative Hunhoff.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have a question for you. So are you saying there are no available county liquor licenses at this point in Sully County?
That's right.
Okay. How many do you have in Sully County?
I think my auditor's here. Can I refer that question to her?
Yes.
Representative Hunhoff, we will ask the auditor to come up. And the question is, how many liquor licenses do you have in Sully County? And please identify yourself.
I'm Patty McGee, Sully County Auditor. And we currently have five licenses. We have one that is, we have actually a grandfathered one in, so we should only have four based on population, but we have five. Then if that fifth one goes dormant, then for 2 years, then that would be up for sale. But then we also have the resort license that came into effect that would affect Sully County, and so we have one additional out there for that, but that is a resort license. And the fee amount that was charged that Mr. Floyd was referring to is based in another section and is according to the nearest municipality as to what they sell their license for. So the last one we had was closest to Pier, so that sold for $12,000. But that's not saying that the other ones would sell for that amount.
Can I have a follow-up, please?
Follow-up question, Representative Hunhoff.
Just a clarification. Is this resort license available or it's not?
No. This resort license, we have only one resort license, and that one is taken right now, but it has not met the requirements.
Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Klochek.
I guess I would have a question for Mr. Floyd, if that'd be permissible.
Commissioner Floyd?
Commissioner Floyd, is Sully County giving tax breaks for this world-class golf course, hunting and fishing destination one-stop place? Has the commission given any tax breaks whatsoever?
Madam Chairman? No, we haven't. At this point, we haven't been asked to. I don't know whether that'll happen or not.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Commissioner.
Thank you.
Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I think Senator Dugard probably. I would imagine that this has already been addressed, but the 2,000 population figure, does that would that represent a problem as far as twofold? First of all, the population right now is below 2,000, and it's conceivable that, you know, 2 years from now it might be above 2,000. Does that create a problem?
I think the way, and I don't have the bill right in front of me, but I think the way it is written is designed to accommodate that possibility. So, if, and maybe someone can help me that has a bill right in front of them.
Yeah.
Oh, at the time issued. Yeah. So long as the population is less than 2,000 at the time the license is initially issued, then it would be lawfully issued and maybe maintained thereafter. And that's the why. That's why that line 8 on the engrossed version is, it was written that way, because initially we didn't think of that. And so that's one reason why there was an amendment, because we hadn't thought of that.
Additional
questions?
Thank you
for your question.
Additional questions from the committee? Seeing none, thank you, Senator Dugard.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Seeing no other questions, we will close to committee discussion and or action. Representative Holbeck.
Madam Chair, I want to maybe just echo what I said earlier. From the outside looking in, this is a wonderful idea. This is something that I would say we need to do. It's necessary. But I'll tell you what, I'm also not living in that county. And I don't know what's best or not best for that county. And it really kind of bothers me I'm making that decision out here when I think it should be at the county level. I'm going to vote for this. I really think it's necessary to do it. It's good for economic development. I think that we've got a couple other bills coming up that we're going to hear the pros and cons on, but I sure hope that someday we look at this and realize that those people out there could have made this decision without us.
Thank you. Representative Lentz, and then Representative Klochek.
Well, Madam Chair, I agree with Representative Holbeck. I do think this is a lot better economic development than a large corporate hog farm or in some of those other proposals that have been in the area. I do think it's got some good long-term potential. Nobody likes to see expansion of alcohol consumption if you can help it. But I do think in this one case that the benefit outweighs the disadvantages, and I would move to pass, Madam Chair.
Representative Klochek moves do pass. Is there a second on the motion? Seconded by Representative Holbeck. Representative Lentz, you had some comments before the do pass motion.
Well, I was just going to add, actually, this is still a decision on a local level. All we're doing is authorizing the county commission to give this permit out. So it is, in fact, on a local level. And this was one instance I think the state needs to be open-minded on this. Thank
Representative
you.
Merchel, then Representative Hennies.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I'm concerned about this. Now, granted, I come from a different perspective. What we heard from here was the license holder, or the
company that would like to hold a license, but we haven't heard from the six other license holders in that county. And there might be someone there who had purchased their license looking at this as a long-term investment, hoping to retire and make a real profit with their liquor license. Now, I don't know that firsthand, but I was told that over and over just last week that we have to take into account these licenses that people have, not just as a business opportunity, but a real live money investment. That's, I think, and I've tried to make sense of what happened, and I think that's, at least at this point, that's what occurred. People bought a license not as an opportunity to build a business, but in fact as an investment. And I'm concerned that if we at the state level, when a new business wants to come in, just add new licenses, what we are doing is, and as I said, they were not here to testify, we're not able to take into account these existing license holders. I'm anxious to hear other comments. I'm not sure how I'll be voting on this.
Thank you, Representative Mitchell. Representative Holbeck.
Madam Chair, last week's vote from me was a free enterprise vote, and I believe in it strongly. I think it's one of those things that competition is good. When I drive through Fort Pier on my way home, there's a little motel right across from the school, and it had a sign, "We must be invisible, honk if you see us." I would guarantee that if somebody decided they wanted to build a big chain motel right next to them, they'd be very upset about it. They wouldn't want it to happen. Are we in the position here in the state to say, well, we have too many motel rooms, let's not build any more. We have too many restaurants in a town, and if another one comes in, somebody's going to lose their business. I believe blue sky comes from location, 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 building up a clientele and offering the best business. And to limit licenses on any industry, would we get to the point where we'd say, well, we've got two implement dealers, let's not put another one in there? I think farmers would say, yes, we want another one. It's good for competition, and that's what we want to do. So I'm going to support this bill. I think we need to look at free enterprise, and I think that we've gotten a little restrictive on this.
Representative Hennies.
Some of you out there may not know what we're talking about, but there was a bill last week to allow the counties and the cities to decide how many licenses they wanted to issue in their own locale and not come to the state to make these decisions, and that's what some of the comments we've been making are. I was interested in Representative Lintz's comments, who was absolutely opposed to letting the locals make that decision and now says this is local control being able to make the decision. We're just allowing them to do that, and that's what the bill was about last week. And frankly, I don't like to come in here and make exceptions to the bill every year. And then we had three of them on the schedule for today, all exceptions to the bill which we could not pass last week. I think there were 15 or 16 people that said they encouraged that bill and then dropped off on the floor also. So I think this is good for Sully County. I think it's good to have the resort on the river. But I think I'll probably vote no, just to make the point that we have the opportunity to let the cities and the counties make their own decisions. They should be doing that rather than coming to Pierre and asking us to do it. So thank you, Madam Chair.
Additional comments or questions? Seeing none, the motion on the floor is do pass on Senate Bill 168. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Aye.
Aye.
Hargan.
Aye.
Holbeck.
Aye.
No.
Kolchak?
Aye.
Lintz?
Aye.
Mitchell?
No.
Roden?
Aye.
Seastad?
Aye.
Slaughter?
Aye.
Hennies?
No.
Denifan?
Aye. Senate Bill 168 goes to the House floor. Do pass 10-3. Thank you, Senator Dugard.